Here is an example of what MFA looks like in AWEBS, where the bright yellow colors indicate smaller flashes and the darker colors indicate larger flashes. One of the primary uses of MFA is for identifying new convective updrafts that are associated with smaller flashes. More specifically, it is particularly useful in pulse convection scenarios or in areas where radar coverage is sparse and can quickly lock onto new convection. Likewise, it can also highlight maturing or decaying convection that are characterized by large flashes. More specifically, these large flashes often occur in the broad stratiform or anvil regions of a storm. In MCSs or QLCS scenarios, MFA can draw your attention to new, stronger updrafts along the line of storms. Lastly, MFA can be useful as you get closer to the field of view edges to help detect convective cores. Flash extent density has decreased detection efficiency around the edges of the field of view, so MFA can be a useful tool in these scenarios.